Hi, I'm David Severs.
Hi, you're listening to Harry Sideropoulos.
I'm Malcolm Terry.
Hello, from Michael Richard.
Hello, from Fiona Ramsey.
And if you're listening to us, then you're lucky enough to be listening to Radio Today.
Today, South Africans share their lives with you here on Radio Today.
Switch on to 1485 AM.
Radio Today.
It's that time on a Monday morning when we go off to Melville and join the villagers of Melville. And this Monday is no different. They tell us all about it. Come on.
You look at me so expectantly as if I'm going to tell you that this Monday is really different. But I am, actually.
It is different.
No, but each Monday is different.
Every Monday
and
is different.
And we've had quite a lot of fun during the week. We've been chatting to all sorts of people in Melville, and we've discovered a fantastic dress designer that actually we did know about.
But we haven't spoken to her yet.
And, well, we have now. And she's going to talk to you now, too. And then we had our successful talk with Eleni, who's the person who's involved with the market at the park.
No, we just wanted to go back there again.
We did. We didn't want any old excuse to go there to a wonderful market. Right. Now, so what are we going to do, Alistair?
Well.
Prompt you.
Then we're going to actually tell you what else is on in Melville.
We are.
You're with Morrida Imond and Alistair Graham on A Place Called Melville. Thanks for joining us. And now we're going to dash off and meet with Sandy.
And we know a secret about her. We know that really her friends call her Sands.
Welcome to A Place Called Melville. This is Sandy Mabasa.
Hello.
Hi there. And Sandy, tell me about this place. Now, it actually is in 7th Street in Melville. And I know you also have another one in Glenwood in Durban. So you're really in trendy areas.
Yes, we decided to be in trendy areas because of the kind of garments that we do.
But your stuff's very elegant. I mean, it's actually very sort of Langbrand, that sort of kind of idea.
Yes, I always say it's modern classic.
Yes.
Because it has that vintage touch and modernized.
Oh, I see. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Because you know the trend now. I mean, fashion, you have to look back at what they were doing in the 70s. That's where it all started, 60s, 50s.
Yes.
Yes. So that's where most of my inspirations come from.
And when you do a collection, do you do a whole lot of research about what inspired by funny things?
No, I'm not really inspired by funny things, but no, I do research for like trends, fashion trends, because we do ready to wear. So it's important to keep up with what's happening at the moment.
Yeah, and what is happening at the moment? I mean, I know what's happening in your collection because it looks amazing, but we'll chat about that as well.
Yes, currently we're in our winter collection. So we just launched it, and you'll see a lot of statement coats. It's all I know.
Yes.
Coats is always in winter, but I don't know. You
it's
know how
beautiful
fashion.
Coats.
You know, in fashion, like once people, the trendsetters, they'll say, okay, this is what you. And people, all of a sudden, it's like they never knew they were coats.
So this season,
it's all about it's all about those. They come in different colors.
Beautiful mustard, sort of classic with a crossover collar, like a shawl collar.
Yes. Yeah, we have like mustard and other colors, oxblood.
Oh, also.
And yes, oxblood red, and we mixed up with green, like the deep bottle green.
I love that green. Yeah, the color of your hat actually. Yes.
And navy.
Yeah, very nice.
Yes. So those are like our color palettes. Mustard, navy, green, and red.
And I saw lots of black watch stuff when I looked at your collection online as well.
Black watch, the tartan. Yes, yes, the tartan, yes.
Mm.
And then, oh yes, of course, the tartan, it's like big this season.
Yeah.
Yes, it's been, I mean, it's going to winter now. It was in summer as well, a bit of it. And now as well, we still have tartan.
Yes. So what do you foresee now coming up? What do you think is going to be cropping up in South Africa and also on our continent?
You know what, there's tribal print, African print,
yes.
The Ankara print.
Yeah.
That is
Ankara
still
print.
Gonna,
okay. Oh,
it's
right.
Still
yes.
gonna be
okay.
around for some time. And I think I'm saying that because the way we do it now, we modernize it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like very great. It's not like where people know they wear it when they go into like traditional
events. No, exactly.
So
no.
It's like a fashion statement.
That's right, yeah. Because, I mean, other designers use it in other countries. I mean,
yes.
like in the States and Europe.
Everywhere,
and
all over the world, yeah. which is a good thing for Africa.
I know, it's wonderful for Africa. I'm all for that.
Yeah,
yeah exactly. In fact, I love those designs where it's a not an African design, but with the African fabric.
With the African
so
fabric,
it just gets
with
used for
trendy,
everything.
Yes, because you find like nice blazers and
of course.
Flat skirts, the 50s vibe, so even those
yeah.
as well.
Oh, yeah, so I was thinking about the 50s vibe, I saw lots of those chill skirts.
Yes, those were big.
Is that a signature
They're
thing?
Not really a signature thing. They were big in summer and
yeah.
now in winter as well.
Yes.
Still go, and people are still going crazy. They still want
really?
To get
everyone. But yours are stunning. Yeah.
Thank you.
Do people, by the way, ever order from you personally or is it always off the collection?
They do. We do both.
Oh, okay.
We always release a collection ready
yeah.
to wear. People
yeah.
can just buy off the shelf.
Yeah.
And we do custom made.
Okay.
So you can come, we design for you, sketch.
And you have to
design.
Be tiny, tiny. Because I know it starts
no,
at 30.
No, but it's 30 to 38. And then we custom
oh,
made.
Oh, okay.
After
all right.
that. We
oh,
custom
all right.
Make
yeah. So I'm always amazed at models. Of course, they are 30. So.
Yeah, you know how it is, models.
Did you start off in the modeling business at all?
Yes, I did.
Did you really?
Yeah.
It looks a bit like that,
yes,
yeah?
Yes, I used to model
oh,
as
you're
well.
Really tall and very beautiful. So I
Thank
guess.
You. Yeah, no, I used to model. But I stopped at very... I mean, I was still in high school. I didn't continue after that.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah. And who? What sort of designers inspire you?
Internationally, designers like Elisab, they
mm-hmm.
inspire
oh,
me.
Okay.
Yes, I mean, always use those beaded lace.
Yes.
Textures like flowy fabrics.
Yeah.
So I think... Like they're very brilliant, and then locally you'll find like your men's designers that do menswear,
oh,
like
okay.
Ephraim.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he's one of my favorite locally because I think he's brilliant. His craftsmanship, tailoring
oh,
is
that.
Just
what's
amazing.
What's the guy that does those jerseys in Cape Town?
Yes, I
mean,
just
that's
came across. What's his name? Yes,
the most beautiful.
I just came across
stuff.
His range
yeah.
like recently, and
yeah.
it's stunning.
Absolutely,
yes.
it's
something different. It's something fresh.
Storm.
Yes,
yeah.
something fresh. It's different. It has the tribal
yeah,
touch, so
exactly.
everyone will love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you reckon more African stuff from Africa?
Yes, yes. I mean, as I said before, the African print fabric, it's not going anywhere.
Yeah,
and
yours
they
is
keep
a
on reinventing it, like the prints. They keep on coming up with this,
yes.
like stunning prints. So
well, I was looking at one print over there, which is probably not an African print, but it works.
It has that.
It works well with all the colors
yes,
that you've
exactly.
got in your collection.
Yes, exactly. So you find the pieces that have print. They always now they have that touch of
yes.
the tribal print.
And then do you also have people wanting to be dressed?
Would
like
you dress...
Models and people, or various people in the media
yeah. yes, we do work with
I suppose, especially
few
being
people.
In Melbourne, you probably got quite a few people.
Trust me. If it was according to them, I'll be dressing like, I don't know how many. Because we're just
street.
Here, and they're always here
I
because
know.
Of this place. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
But we do work with few of them. When you go to events, they'll come like your award ceremonies.
Yes.
They'll come in and you dress them.
Okay. Now, I was wondering about the name. When your name's Sandy Mabasa, no, the company's, your company is called Fabro Sands.
Yes.
And I've known it for a long time.
Really?
Yeah, but I've always wondered what it was about and I didn't know it was yours.
Okay, Fabro Sands, there's the Fab, the first part, it's
mm-hmm.
the fabulous, you know,
mm-hmm.
fashion fabulous.
Yeah, I know.
And then the RO is the royalty.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes,
okay.
Yes, because that came from, I believe that's a woman, all queens and princesses in our
oh,
own
good.
World.
Oh, good, okay. I'll,
so,
I'll,
hence
I'll
the royals,
that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the last part is my name,
yeah.
Sands,
oh,
Sandy.
I see. Okay,
yes.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
That's
people call it that. Yeah, exactly. yeah. So, the one in Durban is the same name,
it's
yeah.
the same name.
And
yes.
your collection is Fabro Sands.
Yes.
And now, tell me, where would you be showing Do you show? Do you do special?
I usually do my own shows, but I didn't do for this collection because this is like the first big collection that we had.
What's that now?
That's like the production wise, because I just opened a store in Devon, yes, and I had to fill up both stores with the store because people now know it's a store. You actually, you're going to walk in and find what you're looking for.
Exactly.
Buying.
Yeah, it's not like
so
you're
there
online.
Was no time to organize events, fashion shows this time, but definitely summer we're going to be doing something because we always do.
Okay, so we'll see you on Mandela Bridge soon.
Yes. Mandela Bridge. Okay, no, we'll go somewhere else.
Oh, well,
that's
yeah,
already
okay.
been done.
All right, yeah, exactly. Gosh, it's fantastic chatting to you. I could chat about this for a long time. But anyway, we can always talk. And thank you so much for coming onto a place called Melville.
Thank you for coming to me.
Now let's listen to a track by our friend Dax Butler, Dax in the Hat, from his album Drinking Everything, called My Friend Kevin.
Dax in the Hat. Oh. Yeah, he always wears that hat, doesn't he?
Tell your friends about Radio Today, the station for great entertainment.
Switch on to 1485 AM.
Radio Today.
We're back in the studio with Morale Emond and Alistair Graham, the show A Place Called Melville. Now we're off to the market at the park. And cool. I like that name because they can change it to whatever function is on. But in this case, we're going to the market at the park.
Could even be the market at the parking.
Right.
Or the market at Auckland Park.
It could be. It's kind of right there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, welcome to A Place Called Melville, Eleni. Well, you are at a place called Melville. You're actually on a place almost on the border of Auckland Park, which is just perfect because you run a fantastic market.
Yeah, we want to know all about
Thank
it.
Oh. And now it's attached to Pizza Vina, and I know your husband's involved there, and you're the manager of the market.
Correct.
And I guess you're the semi-owner of the restaurant, and your husband's there.
Great. Yes, no, it's a stunning place. I mean, it's a lovely, it's a very hidden little restaurant, but once you get in here, you'll
yes.
realize.
And it's very beautiful, isn't it? I mean, it's very colorful and jolly.
Yes, yes.
I mean, this is not the place to chill out. Well, I suppose it's the place to chill out, but it's not a place to be cool and calm and subdued.
Yes,
I mean, it's
no,
a place
it's
to
a
be
nice,
have fun.
Exactly, yes. A nice, fun place and a nice a place to relax as well and have good food.
I would say relax, yes.
Yeah.
I
mean,
so now your market is pretty new. I mean, you've only been going for about a month.
Yes.
And already you've got fantastic stalls. We've been very fussy about that, I see.
Yes, we have been a bit particular in terms of what we stock. We're trying to sort of establish ourselves as a trendy, interesting market. Something that
looks very trendy, and it is really interesting. I mean, I don't think there's anything here that I've seen anywhere else.
It is quite trendy. We're trying to sort of stay on trend. We're looking at perhaps getting in some fashion designers, up and coming fashion designers.
That would be good.
Yes.
In
you
the
can
coming
have shows
weeks.
Even. Yeah.
Great, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Wonderful. You can have
so,
a little ramp along.
Yeah. I'm not sure if we'll do that. So we'll, maybe, perhaps. That's quite a good idea. But, yes, no. So there's lots of different things happening. There's lots of plans
and I can see that this is the ideal spot actually, because as we were saying earlier, I mean, this is Auckland Park, Melville, or West Dean, you're probably part of your catchment area as well.
Yes, yeah.
And those are all good marketing people. I mean, we know that this morning there's a big market at the church.
That's right.
So, I mean, I guess they'll be hurtling in here afterwards.
I hope so. Yes, I believe that ends pretty soon.
It does,
so
yeah. It's usually round about the time that you probably start.
Yes,
because they end off before meals, and because they have breakfast.
Okay.
At their market, and you have lunch.
Yes, great. Yeah.
And I love the idea of the picnic.
Yes. So it's lunch and live entertainment for the
yes.
afternoon. So
you can hear a little bit of the entertainment behind us, and you've got a sort of like a private radio station as well.
Yes.
Just not in competition with us, so we can talk about it.
It's an online radio station,
yeah.
And they've come on board, and they're very excited to be broadcasting live from our market
and
every weekend.
And they look
really
cool as well. They look like a wonderful stand.
Yes,
I walked up to the stand. And actually thinking they look so fantastic. Took it out trendy.
No, they're very on trend and they're very with it, and they're
yeah.
sort of all over the social media, and they're really getting out there.
Gosh,
yes.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, I can imagine that this is going to get bigger and bigger. What would you like to see? Would stall holders want to come along? I guess you're going to not just let anybody in.
Yeah, as I say, we are quite specific in terms of keeping to our brand and keeping to a specific sort of trendy market. You know, we want to create that kind of vibe. And we're looking for up and coming fashion designers. We've got vintage clothing at the moment.
Okay.
We've got
yes,
a whole
I saw
mix
some
of
vintage clothing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole
nice
mix of stuff from home decor, arts and crafts, artists out there. We're looking for artists. We've got lots of different alcohol stands with
I saw alcohol-free stands only.
And that.
Hang on, I saw champagne, of course.
Yes.
I saw these beautiful
and
gold bottles of champagne of Prosecco.
Right.
Prosecco's my best.
And some organic wines.
Yes, yes, correct.
Oh, yes.
That's
oh,
great.
Yeah, there
yes,
was some alcohol, yeah. Because
yes.
last time we got stuck at the alcohol-free cocktails.
There's those too. Those
yeah,
are
those
divine.
Cocktails are fantastic.
Yes,
and
yes.
the bottles are so pretty as well.
Yes.
Now, do you make everybody do the same signage? Because I see that they've all written up these very funky kind of like cardboardy sort of signs.
Yeah, so that's my little decor sort of colours showing through. I love my colours and my bright
yes.
colours and that. And I just thought it would be nice to liven up the space, put some nice bunting up and, you know, just to brighten up and put smiles on faces.
That's
and,
right, yeah, sure.
That's the idea.
Oh, well, I guess soon you'll be having posters all over the place too. But yeah, so we're 1 month in. I think we should chat to you 5 months down the line. I mean, we won't be able to get in.
That would be exciting.
It's already very exciting. And I think what people probably appreciate too is the whole idea of the ease of parking. Yes. You know, a lot of people are not so interested in walking everywhere. They do take their cars, and here there's perfect parking. It's safe. It's wonderful. Yeah. In fact, it's so nice. It's a beautiful, sunny place. This is like being in a park.
Yes.
I suppose it is.
That's the idea. It's an urban park.
Okay. Well, it park does feel in like amongst a park, the city. Because here we are underneath the trees and in the sunshine, in this beautiful winter sunshine. It's going to stay like this all winter.
The weather has been amazing.
Yeah.
Beautiful day to be out and about and just enjoying the live music. I also didn't mention we're looking for artists, so up-and-coming artists, if they'd like to perform.
Well, not short of those.
Yes, yeah.
We've got quite a few artists in our area.
Oh, yes. So I think this is the place.
Okay, what should they do if they want to?
They can contact me directly.
All right. Okay, and do you want to give your number in the meantime? And we'll also give it.
I would love to, thank you. My number is 072-287-4996. That's 072-287-4996. And they're welcome to contact me and sort of send me their stuff. I'm very excited to meet new people.
That's
new
right.
Up-and-coming artists. And
Elaine is really approachable, so you don't have to worry about it. And also, just look for the gorgeous person here.
Thank you. Bless it.
And also?
And also have them live on our stage. I mean, that would be amazing.
Okay,
so, yes.
And we were chatting, that's right, when we were playing some music, because we only play mobile music. So we were chatting about it on our show last week. Mm. So that'll be interesting to hear too.
I did hear. We'd like to have as many artists on board as possible.
Brilliant.
If
you want to come and have... It's a two-tier picnic, by the way. You can also have your picnic on the ground, like I like. Or you can have your picnic at a table, like lots of other people like. There's lots for kids to do as well.
Yes. So there's a jumping castle, some activities for them. It's quite nice in the sense that the kids are not too far from the adults.
Exactly.
And they're very easily sort of watched by the adults.
And also, what I like about it is that it's every Saturday, and not once a month, because one forgets about once a month things, but one doesn't forget about things that are every Saturday.
Correct, correct.
Brilliant. What a lovely idea. And thank you very much for coming on to Facebook Marvel, Lenny.
Thank you. I'm very, very flattered and very honored. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And let's go and listen to another track by the man in the hat, Dax Butler, from his album Drink in Everything. And this is titled Lift Me Up.
Times it feels like a ball and chain so heavy that need a soft hand. Turn my wheels around till I begin to rest my bones and lay me down. Farewell days, won't you fill my cup? A little more for the crazy ones who've left me. I'm too lazy for working and too lively to stop. Well, it's a beef for dancing and to lift me up. Lift me up, up now. Lift me up, lift me up. Till I leave town. A little rain you fill my cup. A little more for the crazy ones who lift me up. I'm too lazy for working and too lively to stop. My legs they beat for dancing and to lift.
This is Radio Today broadcasting in Johannesburg on 1485 AM and nationally on DSTV Audio Channel 869.
And we're in our studio, a place called Melville, Alistair Graham and Marie-Lea Mond. And Alistair's going to start telling you what's happening during the following week in Melville.
Really?
Yes. I'm looking at you meaningfully.
Melville Copy is a favourite place to start off. And because it's the beginning of the month, Saturday, it's the once a month Melville Copies West Socialized Dogs Walk. So take your dogs along, not puppies. Take water for them as well. 90-minute hike, no booking required. Starts at 8 o'clock. Park in, 3rd Avenue off Arundel Road in West Dean. And then Sunday, it's the favorite three-hour hike on Melville Copies Central. That's where you park, where Marks Park Sports Club. Judith Road, Emerentia.
This is the one that explains everything.
That's right. And then the Lighthouse. Monday nights, comedy night. Tuesday nights, documentary screening and talks. Wednesday night, drama club. Thursday nights is artist night. And every night of the week, good food and wine. Bamboo Farmers Market, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And when that's over, you walk up the hill and down the other side to market at the park.
Well, then you can't park. You have to if you take your car, you can park at the park.
That's right. And please, if you want to get involved at that market, call Elani on 072-287-4996. What have you got on?
If you've got really classy stuff, that is. What I've got on, I love the book slot, so that's what I've got on. And we have another launch by Jonathan Ball Publishers at the Bamboo Centre on Tuesday at 5:30 for 6. It's Michiel Haynes. I actually saw this book. It's called A Sportful Malice. Sportful Malice.
That's a mouthful.
Well, I know. It's this nice, surprising mouthful. And he's such a funny writer, amusing writer. He was the prof of English at Stellenbosch University. He's a friend of mine's prof. And there are lots of stories about him. And I think most people know him. Well, I suppose they all know this book too. But they know him for the book Lost Ground, which won lots of awards, including the Herman Charles Bosman Award, Sunday Times Fiction Prize Award.
And so on and so on.
And so on and so on, yeah. But his launches never disappoint, and he's going to be chatting to Michelle Magwood from the Sunday Times. So, much revered author and an amusing person. So, RSVP, Kate, with a K, K-A-T-E, at lovebooks.co.za. Then on Friday, Sarki Garage also doesn't ever disappoint. The artist has only one name. Her name is Andra. But she has it's a very big one, and she's done a lot of stuff. After her days of starting off in Swakopmund, she's been all over South Africa. People know her from being a festival artist because she's one of those artists that don't bow to commercialism that much. She writes all her own music. She even has a lot of say about how it's recorded and on her own albums.
Well, she's toured quite a bit around.
She's
South
toured
Africa,
quite
Namibia,
a bit, and she's also toured Europe with Sarah Bettens, who are the supporting act. So, you want to hear her at Sarki's Garage, and you want to have that 290 rand four-course meal. It's irresistible too. So phone, well, I think actually rather email. Sarki Garage.
You just like saying that email address.
I do. I don't think people have pencils behind their ears when they're listening to radio, so they can remember a name more than a number. Sarki Garage, SARTJIE Garage @gmail.com.
And almost at the end of the show, but please don't forget, any more information about Melville, if you've got any information, please let us know, 072-305-0281, or you can email us on a place called Melville @gmail.com. gmail.com, not com.
Yes,
get com. It right.
Yeah.
And that's a wrap for this week.
Oh, from us, and also a big thank you to our very talented studio engineer, Mr. Kulu.
Thanks for listening. Until next week, goodbye.